Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 23. In the end, people appreciate honest criticism far more than flattery. The first three words are the crucial ones in this verse. At first, probably all of us would rather be overwhelmed by flattery than to be offered criticism. We all want to be loved and to have people tell us how wonderful we are. But as the writer says, in the end, honest criticism is far more valuable, and we should be forever grateful for those words of wisdom that give us insight and enable us to live better lives. When I learned to drive, my driving instructor had a background in training police drivers, and he was very demanding. At the time, his words were strong and could even sound rather harsh, but I haven't forgotten them. And as I look back now, I'm so grateful for the guidance he gave. If he'd showered me with unqualified praise, it wouldn't have been any help to me or any other road users. The problem with flattery is that it's like candy floss. It has no substance. Edmund Burke, the 18th century politician, said, "Flattery corrupts both the receiver and giver." Its power to corrupt lies in the fact that it's a distortion of the truth. It's therefore deeply misleading, and no relationship that's built on it could be secure. The beauty of well-judged and loving criticism is that it fearlessly offers the truth, but does so with a single intention of building the other person up. The Apostle Paul probably sums this up best when he talks about speaking the truth in love in Ephesians chapter 4. Truth often has sharp edges, and it can be difficult both to receive and to share. But when our words have been baptized in love, then even the sharpest observations will be a blessing. So let me ask you a couple of questions. What was the last piece of honest criticism that you received, and how did it affect you? Second question, and when did you have enough courage and love to share honest criticism with others? Now let me pray with you. Loving God, teach us to love other people so much that we'll be willing to share the truth with them. And help us always to receive criticism from others with patience and grace. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a really great day today. God bless you.
Power up fall projects with Ego at Lowe's. Every tool delivers power beyond belief. So whether it's leaves, limbs, or lawn cleanup, count on Ego to deliver the power, performance, and innovation you need. And now for a limited time, save up to $60 on select blowers, chainsaws, and pole saws. Shop Ego today at Lowe's. Offers valid through 10/1 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.